Hello, it's time once again for Our Story, occasional notes from the life, history, and lore of Bristol Bay in southwestern Alaska, brought to you by the Sam Fox Museum in Dillingham. This week, George Kraus of Dillingham talks to us about the early days of the canneries and his first job working in the canneries and fishing on the Nooshigak. I first asked George who his father was and a little bit about his family history. Here's George Kraus.
Peter Kraus, and his dad came from Germany in his own trading sailing ship, Frank Frederick Kraus, and he became a winter watchman for a cannery down Kanaknak. He just watched the buildings. Nobody robbed it, supplies and stuff and equipment. John Nicholson and I looked for his grave down Kanaknak, but we couldn't find it, so John believed that he was buried over across the river at Carmel. That was a Moravian mission that was established over there. They had a cannery near there, too, that employed a lot of Japanese to start with, and then they switched to Chinese. And then they invented the machine, what they called the chink. It replaced 10 Chinamen. Really something, that machine. Big wheel going around and clipping off the fins of the salmon, slit the stomach and took the tail off. And then that salmon went to the cleaning table where the Filipino workers, when I was able to get to the canneries, they had Filipino workers that cleaned the fish with a knife, and then they put it onto the little conveyor belt that went into the knives and cut them up in certain lengths for 1 pound cans, added a little salt that went along and covered up, and then it went to the sealer, and the sealer sealed the can. And then they stacked them up, and after a while they put them in a steam cooker, what they call a retort. And when they got out of there, they cooled them a little bit, and then they put them under water, see if bubbles come up. Whenever the bubbles come up from a can, they dropped the can and discarded it because they were leakers. And then they had wooden boxes that were made from the wood that was cut already and shaped, and they had nails about so long. And those Filipino box makers take several nails in here, and one blow will drive that nail into the box sides, and they could make a box in less than a minute. Some of them were real fast. They had wire that bound those boxes, two wires on the side. And they were hard to handle. Those wires would catch on each other. And they were heavier than paper boxes. First cannery to have paper boxes, Clark's Point, Alaska Packers Company. In fact, that's where I first worked. Well, I didn't know how old I was. And they look at me and they say I'm too young to hire, but I went to work anyway. And stayed in the fisherman's bunk house and ate with the fishermen. I worked as cases came out of that long conveyor. The top is glued, and by the time it popped out, it was stuck together. And me and Bob Oplin, we took those cases and stacked them on a little four-wheel truck. When we had them four high, they took them away and stacked them inside the warehouse, eight high, no more than eight high. At the end of the season, they called me over to the office, and they handed me a check for $400, and that was the most money I ever earned, and they gave me a Social Security number. Yeah, everybody played cards in those days, so I played poker that night. And I was winning, because I had been playing poker since I was 6 or 7. And the guy next to me pulls a knife, scared me half to death, because I was smaller and he was older. So I deliberately started losing. Lost all my winnings plus $200 from my paycheck. And that guy just recently apologized to me for pulling my knife to scare me. He said he wasn't going to stop me, he just wanted to scare me, which he did. The following year I went in a sailboat with my dad, fished down at Eacock. And then the following year, I sat in it over Grass Island, didn't do much. And then that winter, towards spring, I got drafted into the Army. ¶¶